Veterans Voice is a show that connects veterans and active members of the military to qualified guests who help you find programs and benefits you qualify for and discuss housing, education, career training, and other topical matters. Every show addresses issues that affect your life. Call in and share your experience. 781-837-4900.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Greg Brasso, your host for Veterans Voice Radio here on a beautiful Thursday night. We're hoping and wishing that the Celtics and the Bruins continue their run of good...
It'd be nice.
...of goodwill. But here tonight, we've got our dear friend Justin. Justin, thanks for coming in tonight and... heading down to Pageant Field. We did a little reconnoitering today.
At Pageant Field in Quincy for the big show on July 13th. And nice to kind of take a look at what we'll be working with. It's a beautiful place. Amazing.
And I think we have a better layout than we had last year. Keep it more confined. Everybody in a smaller area. Nobody out in deep left field.
Yeah, we'll keep them a little tight this year. And I feel really... I mean, it's such a great place.
It sure is.
A little windy off the water, though, there today.
It was chilly.
It was a little chilly.
It was chilly. Jenny, thanks for coming in tonight, dear. I appreciate it.
I'm glad to be back. Sorry I missed last week.
Well, and it's all right. You're like Santa Jenny tonight. Thank you very much for the kind donation. It already has gone to good use.
It has. I heard.
Yep. We distributed... another 10,000 pounds of food today. It's amazing. The coordination is just happening now, and it's almost like it's running itself.
Yeah, everybody's got a job to do, and it's done. So
yeah.
Wolfie, I wish I could come see it one day, but I'm like...
Wolfie's sister is amazing.
Crazy, you guys.
She organizes everything and gets everybody on the same page, but I don't think she has as much managing now because everybody knows what to do.
Right.
That's excellent.
Unless a newbie comes in, then you just put them right in the line.
Yeah. And they just follow in or just stand around and watch a little bit and have a cup of coffee. But we had a great day today. Gino, you got us up and running tonight. Brother, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you. I'm pleasure to be back. Sorry I couldn't be here last week. Something came up, but I am delighted to be in attendance, especially at the time of year where we come in here. We start the show and the sun's still up.
Oh, boy.
And it's a beautiful thing.
Oh boy. And the second beautiful thing is that Marshfield Cable has a wonderful Dropbox, so I don't have to come back to the city of Marshfield tomorrow. I make a stop on the way home. But tonight we're going to have... a caller that we've been waiting to talk to for a while. His name is Dustin Watson. Dustin is going to be reaching out to us from Washington in just a few minutes, and he is with the Michael J. Fox Foundation.
Yeah, that Parkinson is something that really has been a mover and a shaker here, and you've been the spearhead for that.
So. Well, you know, we're following the lead, that's for sure. And we're going to listen to Dustin tonight and get the latest and the greatest. So that's one thing that we can pride ourselves on here is that we're keeping it the forefront of everybody's attention.
And I know next week we were supposed to have on the president of Vietnam Veterans of America, Jack McManus, who unfortunately was at Arlington today. A fallen member had...
it's okay, as long as he's visiting and not getting...
He did the eulogy today, and so he'll call in next week's show.
But, oh, great.
Jack
great.
Is an amazing leader for our organization. So
great.
We look forward to hearing from him next week.
And where does he call home?
North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
North Carolina. North Carolina.
All right. Very
but,
nice.
He's based out of Silver Spring, Maryland, is where our national headquarters are. So.
All right. And that's where he goes to work every day.
Well, not every day, but that's home for him for the next election next year. Every 2 years.
So. Okay. Very good. Very good. And you've been traveling a little, Justin.
Yeah, just I was down at our conference down in Maryland, and then I had the pleasure, though, this morning, which was really nice. I was with the CB's, CB 74 group, Combat Vietnam Vet Group, that took a tour of the wall in Fall River today, the permanent Vietnam wall. And I had 15 members of that organization. So we did a walkthrough and saw all the monuments at the Fall River, the Veterans Bicentennial Park. And then we went over to meet Brian Fox.
Oh, nice.
You know Brian.
Yeah, he was in?
Yeah, Brian invited us in to see his studio, which is just amazing. And he's on a new mission now. He's got some more Vietnam 4x6 paintings that he's working on, but he's always always pen to paper, as they
say. Wow, God bless him.
Yeah.
He's gifted. He's gifted.
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, you're gifted because you can work the cameras. This guy is like, holy stuff.
When you can make a drawing or a painting look more like a photograph than a photograph.
Yeah.
It's like it looks more like real life than a photograph does. It's like you can smell the cologne. It's just insane.
It's amazing.
I don't know how they do it. And it's not like the guys who do the tattoos like that is another thing. Yeah. They make them look like a photograph. Yeah. I don't understand how that's done.
Yeah. No, I can barely draw a straight line with the ruler.
But he also does, he's heading up to Saratoga now because he also does, like, he's done the Faro, the racehorse. And so, I mean, he just doesn't do, quote, people. He's his amazing talents. It's it's nice to see
his
work.
I know his studio is something. When you took me in there, and what he's done is just amazing. Amazing.
In this series, he never really had done anything military until Band of Brothers came out, and they actually, as we did with the Vietnam Wall, we commissioned him to do a piece. So he did a piece for the Band of Brothers. One of the generals, I can't remember, was a winter scene where he's standing off to the side, and that kind of catapulted him to get into the military.
Paintings.
Yeah, and then he did our Never Forgotten Heroes, and now he's working on several other pieces. He's done the Afghanist Horsemen.
Yeah.
And the Navy SEAL team, so he's branching out, and he said that's his passion right now, you know, doing celebrities and
He's been there and
Muhammad
that.
Ali. And
yeah.
That pays the electric bill.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I bet it does.
So, but this is something that he's now kind of focusing in on, and it's nice to see it.
Yeah. And, Jenny, you got a whole big training thing going on down in Taunton from what we were talking about?
No, tomorrow's Hanson.
Okay.
This is actually Mental Health Awareness Month. So we're actually doing, I think it's a total of 15 different trainings the entire month.
Wow.
The city of Taunton, phenomenal. Wow. In the last 3 days, we've trained over 200 city employees.
In Taunton?
In Taunton, just in 3 days.
Wow.
And we have 8 more classes going, and we'll be training the entire city employees and the entire fire department.
And what made Taunton so smart is to call you in for this training.
You know, in Taunton's Bristol County, too. It's not even my county.
Right.
But one of the town managers knew the director of the Bristol County Suicide Prevention Coalition. They've done a lot of work together. And they no longer have trainers that do the programs that we do, so they reached out to us. Thankfully, because of the donations that we've received from other organizations, one of them being from Bristol County, it's the Casey Project. It's from a dad that lost his 14-year-old daughter to suicide, and he gave us a huge donation that's allowing us to go in to these other communities and do more trainings.
Nice.
But starting tomorrow, I'm wiped, but tomorrow we're doing our ASSIST program, which is the Applied Suicide Intervention Skills Training, and it's a two-day, very intensive, very hands-on, eight-hour training.
Wow.
Both days.
Wow. Do you get to take a nap in between, you know?
I hope.
8 hours?
She shuts her phone off.
Between studying, you know, if I could shut my phone off, but unfortunately I can't right now. Lots of stuff going on.
Very nice.
Busy month.
Very, very, very nice. Very nice.
And then, productive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, are you doing the walk on the Cape Cod Canal? Is that going to happen this year?
No. Well, it's not happening on the canal. So they're rebranding. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is actually rebranding. And I just found this out last week when the reason why I wasn't here, we were teaching in Hingham. We were teaching a class. And they announced it there, and I didn't even know about it. They are going to do a South Shore Out of the Darkness walk right at Bear Cove Park in Hingham.
Oh, okay.
So we applied for the license. We're getting the insurance. So hopefully we can make the official announcement next week.
All right, nice.
But it's going to be sometime in September.
All right.
And hopefully we'll get all these local teams to raise money for our own communities.
All right. Well, we'll see you in September, and we'll...
I'll still be there in July.
Are you sure? Oh, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
No, but it's your birthday. The cake is ordered.
I saw Greg Saturday. They announced... Remember when I went to Cleveland?
Right.
Well, they announced the new location. Guess when it is?
No.
It's on my birthday.
July 13th.
Yeah.
But it's in Austin, Texas. Oh, and I said, oh, hell no. Go. I'm not going
you've
to Texas.
Told her it's her birthday. She can't go.
She can't go.
She can't go. Larry, it's, I don't know. Is it your birthday, Larry? No, it was last week, wasn't it? Well,
oh,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Larry.
Oh, you know who we have to say happy birthday
I
to?
I know.
Is our dear friend,
Richard
Chapman.
Oh, Richard.
He's turned 80 years old.
Oh, my
yesterday,
God.
God bless
him. Turned 80.
Way to go, Richard. Thank you so much for the, you know, the email that you
that
sent.
That was a beautiful email he
always.
Sent.
Always. He always does. He always does. Well,
Tracy's dad,
we're thinking of you tonight, Richard, and you know, we look forward to hooking up with you again at our big festival. So why don't we take it away, and we'll come back, and we'll hold the fort until our buddy Dustin calls us. He's on the line, I think. Very good. We'll be back with Dustin after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. Greg Brasso, your host of Veterans Voice Radio here, with a very special guest tonight from a very, very special group, one of our favorite groups that we work with, none better than the Michael J. Fox Foundation. And I'm sure that all of you know that Michael has been stricken with Parkinson's disease, but he's not let it get the best of him. And we have one of his representatives calling in from Washington. Dustin, are you out there?
Yes, Greg, thank you so much. Yes, thank you for having me today.
Oh, thanks for calling, Dustin. We love having you on. Welcome to the Veterans Voice Radio.
I appreciate it. That was a very nice introduction. Thanks so much.
Oh, no problem, Dustin. So before we get going, could you tell the audience a little bit about yourself, please?
Sure. Dustin Watson, I'm Director of Government Relations for the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research. I joined the organization almost 3 years ago and came to it with about 30 years of government affairs experience. I was a lobbyist in Albany, New York for 6 years. I did government affairs work in Southeast Asia for 5 years. And this is my 21st year lobbying in Washington, D.C.
Oh, very nice. Very, very, very nice. And what led you to the Michael J. Fox Foundation?
Well, my whole career has been really focused in on public interest lobbying. And within that, I have represented many different health nonprofit organizations, and many of those within the disease and disease research space. Including HIV/AIDS and cancer. And when the opportunity came up to work with the Fox Foundation, I just took it and grabbed it and ran with it.
And how long have you been with them, Dustin?
Almost 3 years.
Very nice. And boy, you're making some pretty big inroads these days, aren't you, with your different research projects you got going on?
Many, many different research projects, and we're doing a whole lot of work in the policy advocacy space as well. Our team hit the ground running just over 2 years ago with the introduction of the National Plan to End Parkinson's Act. And this is our first comprehensive piece of legislation that Congress has ever introduced that's going to get us closer to a cure and a comprehensive path to get there.
Wow. Wow! Congratulations, Dustin. That's got to raise some smiles back with the foundation. That's quite an accomplishment.
I appreciate that, and the smiles don't stop there. It has really lit up the Parkinson's community, those living with the disease, their family members, their friends, the research community, the clinicians, allied group organizations. Everybody is very excited about this, and we are inching closer to getting it passed.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So, Dustin, will that bill get presented sometime in over the summer?
Well, in Congress, it has been alive for quite some time. And very fortunate for us, last year we had 172 co-sponsors in the House on the bill, which led to a December 14th vote on the House floor, where 407 members of the U.S. House of Representatives voted in favor of it.
Holy moly.
Strong, strong bipartisan support.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Very, very excited
about it.
You couldn't get them, you couldn't get that many to agree on whether it's light or dark outside.
I have to tell you, in my 30 years of doing government relations, this is the first time I've heard congressional offices reaching out to us and applauding us and saying thank you, you got it done. So we know it's been a tough political environment, but Congress can do things. They can do bipartisan legislation like this. We're just excited that it's ours, and now all sights are set on the Senate. We have 42 senators on the Senate bill, and we hope to get it through there and get it onto the president's desk as quickly as we can.
Well, if the president would take my call, I'd call him for you, Dustin. But we'll give you all the support we can from back here. That's for sure.
Do you have a bill number on that, Dustin, so we can get it out to our veterans organizations to push from the ground floor up?
Absolutely, and the Senate bill number 1064.
1064.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just so you know, Dustin. Dustin, here's Justin. Justin, here's Dustin. You know.
He'll call me Dustin by the end of the night, I'm sure.
But our Justin is with the Vietnam Veterans Association. He's the local chapter president. So, you know, maybe the two of you can commiserate a little bit. And, our Justin can help you out a little bit, Dustin.
Well, I know we have lobbyists down there, Dustin. It's Vietnam Veterans of America, and I'm sure you're familiar with the organization.
Yes, and nice to meet you, Justin. We have worked with the veterans group, and in fact, they were instrumental in helping us to shape our message to the Department of Veterans Affairs, in particular for those veterans who live with Parkinson's, to increase funding for education, research, and especially clinical care. And so happy to report that in the past two fiscal years, we have been able to increase funding for this account specific to veterans living with Parkinson's.
Nice.
By great. Over 74%.
Wow. Wow.
Super, super excited about it. And
another great accomplishment.
We're trying to put as many W's on the board as we can for those living with Parkinson's and their families. Absolutely.
Well, you know, it's I've been on this trek for about 5 or 6 years now. When my best friend announced to me that Parkinson's had taken over, and talking to him and having worked with the Fox Foundation, it's amazing the last 4 or 5 years the strides that you've made in identifying at gene level some of the research that you folks have done and accomplished. Haven't you just found like one of the big cells, one of the big genes that maybe would have some Parkinson's problems linked to it?
We did find a biomarker for Parkinson's.
Yeah, I'm such a rookie. That. I'm such a, you know, I'm talking like a clam digger here, Dustin. Sorry, you explain it much better than me, I'm sure.
And remember, I'm a government relations type. I'm a lobbyist. I'm not a researcher. So I'm going to keep it at a very, very basic level.
All right, then we can communicate. Perfect.
Yes, we did announce the discovery of a biomarker just about a year ago. So it was during public Parkinson's Awareness Month in April of last year where we made this major announcement. And it's an absolute game changer for the Parkinson's community and researchers. And it's going to get us that much closer to a cure. We're super excited.
Wow. Well,
we know there's 11% of the Parkinson's are veterans. So, you know, for us, it's great news. And for some of my personal friends who now are afflicted by Parkinson's, it is at least some light on it now for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And for the 110,000 U.S. military veterans living with Parkinson's, this will be a game changer.
Wow.
But at the same time, we are on multiple paths on the policy front, doing what we can until we do find a cure and get to a place where our veterans are receiving the comprehensive care that this disease places upon individuals. You know, there's so much that goes into providing care for everybody, but in particular for veterans, and you know, increasing funding for research and care. It's really at the soul of what we are doing as government affairs professionals, both in Congress and at the state level.
Well, and if I could just throw out just what you need is another suggestion from Bozo the Clown here. But if you could also mention, because we have our dear friend Jenny is here from the Suicide Prevention Coalition, and she talks a lot about survivors, and we have so many Gold Star wives that are survivors. Are you addressing, you know, what happens to them and the caretakers? It seems like they're bearing the brunt of the frontline battles against Parkinson's.
I think that's fair, and it's probably fair for any care partner or family member or friend who's in this position with any type of disease. And with Parkinson's, it is that much more complex because there are mental health issues that come with the disease. There's motor challenges and cognitive deficits that come into play. There's sleep disorder. There's the need for physical therapists and occupational therapists and
sure.
Having to go to your general practitioner and your neurologist and your movement disorder specialist, your mental health practitioner, be a psychologist or psychiatrist, social workers. And that's all to say, given the nature of the disease, there are all these different touch points and needs that are mental health care related and beyond that really impact the care partners and the caregivers much along the same lines as it does for those living with the disease.
Sure.
So this year we're going to be working with others in the caretaker and caregiver space, and we're going to be doing a survey that will be released probably later this year into early next year to really take a look at what are the challenges and opportunities when it comes to those caring for individuals with Parkinson's.
Great.
And we'll collect the data and we'll look at and analyze the results. And what we want to do is position ourselves to look at public policies that could benefit care partners and caretakers.
Beautiful. Well, that's certainly going to be the backbone of the care that you're offering to these families long range. But Dustin, at this point, if you don't mind, we could just take a couple of minutes for a commercial break, Dustin, and we'll come back to ask you a couple more questions about the Michael J. Fox Foundation and what you folks are doing to battle Parkinson's. So if you don't mind, Dustin, we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. It's Greg Brasso, your host of Veterans Voice Radio, here with one of our new best friends, Dustin Watson. He's calling in from Washington, and he is with one of our favorite all-time groups, the Michael J. Fox Foundation, doing some great work down there. So, Dustin, welcome back. I know Justin had a couple of questions that he wanted to ask you about. What was next?
Yeah, where are we going next, Dustin? If this bill passes, what do we see that coming up that we need to now start working on?
That's a great question, Justin. We're rocking and rolling on multiple fronts. We're going to continue to fight for additional funding at the Department of Veterans Affairs for those living with Parkinson's, and as you mentioned at the beginning of the program, there are 110,000 U.S. military veterans living with the disease, and it's so important that we provide them with the proper and necessary care. The account at the Department of Veterans Affairs has been woefully underfunded for several years, but again, we were very successful in the most recent 2 years to increase funding by 74%.
That's a big number.
We're going to continue to push for that.
Big number. When they're looking to cut everybody else's budgets, for you to squeeze a couple more percentages out, that's a great piece of work.
I appreciate that, and that's a testament to so many who are lobbying with us, who are sharing their stories. We have so many advocates now, including many, many veterans who are joining us in this effort, and we would not have gotten this far this fast without them sharing their stories directly with their congressional offices, and it is so appreciated.
Boy, it's really pleasant to hear about some cross politics that actually they can agree on something. You really have struck a chord there, and boy, I can't imagine it's sometimes it must feel like an uphill battle for you.
It does, and I think our co-founder and CEO Debbie Brooks once said to us, you know, it's often like pushing a boulder uphill.
Sure.
With all the challenges. But this is, you know, it's a real opportunity to demonstrate that, you know, issues like this, they don't have any real need to get into the political fray.
Right.
This is about caring for individuals, and in this context for our U.S. military veterans that deserve the best.
And I'd like to see in the future, though, Dustin, that we look at further testing, because unfortunately the 110,000 seems an overwhelming number, but in reality, I'm seeing especially the Vietnam veterans with the Agent Orange that's associated with it is decimating our generation of veterans. And I know the Gulf War guys, speaking with them with the burn pits, and I'm wondering if we should be doing a lot more testing early so that we have something in place to, or at least starting the studies now, so 20 years from now or 10 years from now, we have some real, real hard numbers.
Yeah, we would completely agree with you. And, you know, with an aging population, we have veterans who are aging as well. As you age, you do become at increased risk for developing the disease.
Sure.
Justin, you mentioned the dangers of being exposed to toxic exposures during military service. Our soldiers are exposed to insecticides, pesticides, herbicides. Mm-hmm. Perfect example you mentioned is Agent Orange. You mentioned the burn pits and the jet fuel that lights up those burn pits. In Camp Lejeune, we had water contamination where, you know, soldiers and their families were exposed to the dangerous chemical TCE or trichloroethylene. Over and over and over, these links between military service and exposure to dangerous chemicals, they're all leading to increased risk for diagnosis. And then third is unfortunately, our soldiers are coming out of combat situations with severe brain injury or head trauma. That also leads to increased risk for diagnosis.
And you know, Dustin, one of the guys said that, you know, when you go to war in combat, you know, you understand that you may die in combat, but nobody signed on to be poisoned 30, 40 years later for your service.
Exactly right. You know, that really is all about what we are trying to do to get more funding at the Department of Veterans Affairs to take care of those veterans living with Parkinson's. They deserve the best quality care, period. And the only way to do this right now is for increased funding. Over the past 20 years, and Justin, you know this, you could almost correlate this to the number of years that America has been at war. The number of U.S. military veterans being diagnosed with Parkinson's has increased by 37%.
Wow. Wow.
That's right. Yeah. And that is usually the same reaction we get from congressional offices when we say to them, this account has been woefully underfunded. We need to up our game, and we need to increase funding for it. And this is how we are winning.
Wow. 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 That's huge, horrible numbers, Dustin. I really applaud what you're doing, getting those, 40 senators you had lined
42.
Up? 42. 42 supporting that bill, 1064, Dustin?
That's correct, and there's a couple on the wait list. We hope to get them on board soon. We'd like to say we have more than half the Senate.
After tonight, I think you're going to get a few more because we'll be making calls. I'll be making calls tomorrow, and we're going to be lobbying just as hard as we've always has. But I think now is the time to push this thing through.
And Dustin, our show now gets national recognition through the Reach Across America radio network. So, you know, if you want to maybe send me a letter that we could post on our website so that we could use that letter to forward to our local senators, and other veterans might pick up that letter and send it to their local folks as well. Or should we just say, just mention Bill 1064 and that's Senator. Enough?
Yeah, I'd be happy to send that to you and also for your listeners, and you can put this in the letter as well. They're welcome to register as advocates with us, and by doing so, they would get that template letter and just fire it right off to their congressional office.
And how would they go about doing that, sir?
It's our website address, which is michaeljfox.org, and then it's a / the word advocacy.
Advocacy. Okay, great.
michaeljfox.org. /advocacy.
That's I want to we've taken that number. Everybody's written that down, and you know, if you don't mind, we'd like to incorporate into our weekly messages so that you know, as we're building some support for you, sir, we'd really like to get you some more awareness about this, and we want to increase the awareness so that our veteran listeners can understand what the future may hold and how hard you're working for them. And, you know, hopefully, I think we're slowing the progression down, but maybe with some more good work, Dustin, they're actually talking about a cure these days.
Absolutely. We will get that much closer to a cure if we can get more federal dollars into research, because we know, you know, with more research, we're going to get that much closer to a cure.
Sure.
And we really appreciate you pushing this message out. Again, without our advocates across the country weighing in with their lawmakers, there is no way we would have made this progress at this pace. And we just need to continue to press the pedal to the metal, and we will not let up until we wipe away this disease.
And what I would like to offer, Dustin, and I know I'm speaking for Justin here, is that the Vietnam veterans are horribly affected by this, and we hope that and maybe by you being on and now Justin knowing about what you're doing, maybe he can help bring the message when he goes down to Washington. And you know, I think that there's some pretty important people within the veteran Vietnam veterans community that, unfortunately, Parkinson's has found their way. So, you know, we just want you to keep up the good work, Dustin. And what final message would you say to our audience, my friend?
You know, help us to share your stories. Become an advocate. It's real simple. We do hundreds of meetings, and most of these are virtual with lawmakers on a regular basis. But the only way we're going to make a difference is if individuals with Parkinson's, family members, and friends start to speak up more, share their stories so that our lawmakers know how this disease is impacting them, and we can drive more government dollars towards research.
Sounds like a plan to me, and all the members here of our panel are all shaking their heads in agreement. So, Dustin, it's really been a pleasure talking to you tonight. Thank you so much, and please, anything that we can do from our standpoint, all we can do is forward the words that you tell us. So anything that you want to share with us, please feel free to call in anytime. Doesn't matter what subject we're covering on our show. We'll always put 5 minutes aside, maybe even 6 minutes, because we think you're a pretty good guy.
And if you're up here and you want to come up to this nice New England, nice weather on Saturday, July 13th, we have a great festival for veterans. And some of the folks from the Parkinson's Foundation will be there from Mass General Hospital. And you're welcome to come up and just meet this crazy crew. And yeah. We'll buy you a hot dog and a hamburger.
We have a giant veterans festival, Dustin. We all have about 1,500 vets there. And a few years ago, we started a Parkinson's Pavilion. And I started the Parkinson's Pavilion so that all the veterans could come and meet the spectacular clinicians and groups. Like Justin said, it's National Parkinson's Foundation. Your group is there. St. Elizabeth's Hospital.
110 Fitness.
110 Fitness is there. So we're doing our best to bring some awareness. But any information you can send up that we should forward to our veterans in July would be much appreciated.
Be happy to do that, and I just marked July 13th on my calendar, so I hope to see you there.
Oh, boy, we'd love to have you there, and we got some great surprises, but nothing would please us more than to roll out the red carpet for you, Dustin.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling, and keep up the great work, and you've made some new friends up here in Boston, Dustin.
Outstanding. Thanks again.
All right, man. Take care. That was... Dustin Watson calling from Washington, D.C., getting some money.
And we need more. We need more.
You know?
And it's guys like him, though, you know, that are working that we don't. His name's not out there. You know what I'm saying? He's somebody behind the scenes. He's lobbying. He's banging on doors. And those are the guys that, you know, you're not going to see his name on the front of that bill. And
no.
Those are the guys that are doing the trench work.
You know, because one of the things I thought you were going to ask him was about the passing on the genes, you know, on and on and on.
But he's a lobbyist, so he said he wasn't going to get into that.
He's not a clinician, no.
And the biggest thing, if you register for the advocacy, when they send those, it's basically a template that they send you. I get them for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, a couple other things.
Yeah.
But all you do is plug in your name. It's already linked to your senators. So you just send a letter, and it automatically goes. It takes 2 seconds. Very easy to register.
So once again, that was MichaelJFox.org, MichaelJFoxFoundation.org. /advocacy.
Right.
We'll try to get that right. Wolfie, work on that for me. you know, you're good at websites and portals.
I didn't even have to write it down. and that
bill's a Senate bill. Make sure that you say Senate Bill 1064, so that it links in. But not too hard to do. And you know, come on, it takes, like Jenny said, takes a minute to do this thing.
Certainly worthwhile. So, Lau, why don't we take it away as we get ready to close up with the fourth quarter of tonight's show. So take it away, please, Lau. We'll be back after these messages.
No, you don't want to see him.
Welcome back. Greg Brasso, your host of Veterans Voice Radio. Thanks to Super Larry behind his new Jedi Warrior studio over there. I think he's got an Atari 64 as the basic. Faster than the speeding bullet.
Oh, my God. Oh, come on. Really? Thank God I had the reflection. I couldn't see him at the first time.
Oh, that's awesome. God.
So we have we need to have a little bit of frivolity here at some point, but Wolfie, I think a good time was had by all this morning.
Yeah, it really worked out really well. As long as I spend 2 days threatening all my friends to get food, everything is fine. So the Veteran Voice Network needs to call Greg or I at my phone number is 781-771-6416. We need a little Veteran Voice corner in all the supermarkets and all the thing when there's a scratch can or an out of date or something you can't sell. And just call us or call Greg and we'll come right up.
It's really getting difficult because as the food insecurity problem is rising and the demand is rising, the supplies are diminishing. And the fundraising efforts are stretched so thin.
Oof, it's tough.
Boy, it's really, really a challenge. So if you have it in your soul that you'd like to give us a couple of bucks, please just drive up to the WATD studio, walk in the front door, just leave it on the front desk there, and you know, we'll put it to the best of use. Jenny, thank you very much to the coalition last week for providing us the ability to make a nice purchase, and we passed that along this morning.
Everybody got about 4 cans of tuna from that. Kim went to one of the big wholesalers, and they gave her a good deal, so we got a truckload of tuna with that money. And then
we could do it.
Yeah, it really worked out well. So the bad news is that was good.
So folks, $100, $200, $500. Wolfie just shared that we had someone donate $1,000 to Ma Riley. One of our great benefactors that supports us so fondly. She's here giving beautiful pastries and coffees and everything every drive-through. And now somebody's made a huge donation.
Yeah, what it did, it was a kid named Zach, and he said it was his bar mitzvah, and he said he wanted all the money donated to him go to a charity, so he eats at Ma Riley's. So Ma said, well, of course, he said veteran charity.
Oh.
So she said there's a barbershop next door at South Shore Weymouth Barbershop and her Ma Riley on Pond Street, and each one of them had $1,000 so a veteran can go and get a free haircut and a free meal.
Wow.
So you just have to show a veteran ID, so it's at Ma Riley's and
South
Weymouth. Isn't that great? That was a kid named. Thank you to that Zach. So,
Thanks, Zach. We're going to have to. That's Ma Riley's down on Pond Street, right near the tracks. She has a beautiful, old-fashioned, friendly diner, homemade everything, beautiful pastries and things, and a friendly smile. And
she can cook.
And she? Oh, and she's got a great heart.
They usually singing when you go in there, too. Might hear Ma Riley singing in the background.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's so much fun. On the little sad side is we have a close friend who got one of the very first vetties. Is Charlie Gould, and he was a Korean War tanker. He is a tough guy and a sweet guy, and he's not doing well at all, and he was actually a trainer at West Point, and he's on his last legs. He's 93 and 96 years old, so he lived quite a life. He was an interesting guy. We have him on tape telling some of his stories, which is really fun. And when you get near the end of the hour, we were just thinking, when some of the people are sitting home alone and they don't have anything to do, all we talk about is what a good time we have at the food drive-through, what a great time we have at the Quincy Music Festival. So we're inviting everybody out there to come and join the Veteran Voice Goon Squad. And A, it's a lot of fun. B, is Justin will give you some of his hot dog. I'm not giving you any of my hot dogs.
No, not getting any of mine. I need all I can get. Sorry, Wolfie.
So you have to eat a lot of hamburger and cookie.
In all seriousness, though, Wolfie, the volunteer program that we have here, If it's high school kids, if you need some community
service
credits,
we'll
bring us the letter
coming.
From the school, and we'll sign off so that maybe you'd like to come and help us serve some hamburgers. Yeah. Maybe you'd like to help us put some tables out.
Yeah, you know, I've used kids at our Vietnam Veterans Memorial Car Show in Fall River, and I get the local kids, high school kids. They come and work the day. They get, you know, 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah.
Sign it off. They're happy to be there. Actually, a lot of them just hang out.
And we are
and the Quincy ones.
We
are
so
God.
Blessed.
Yeah.
Word has it that there's 163 ROTC kids
coming up
ready to volunteer. 163
yeah.
volunteers.
Wow.
They work like machines.
They're unbelievable.
They work the whole day.
They didn't want to leave.
They're supposed to set up and leave and then come back. They don't. Yeah. They stay all day.
And they're nice to everybody. They're nice. So they're nice, polite.
They don't
great polite group
people.
Of kids. Yeah, yeah, one of the
wise guys and girls.
And it's always, sir, what can I do? And
but we also want the crew our age and younger who have just come off of just come out of the military and they're looking for a team to join. And we want them to join the Veteran Voice Radio Goon Squad. We want them to be with us. So the kids are great, and we want them. But we want everyone who's just – we have quite a few people that call in. We have, you know, our group Chappie. We have all that crew. They're home alone. They don't have anyone with them, so they join us. They're part of our family.
Well, and the Commonwealth of Mass, and Jenny was kind enough to forward to me a forward edition of what's going to be coming out as far as suicide within the veterans community. And one of the big things that the underlying positive statements is that peer-to-peer counseling is very important. Well, how much peer-to-peer exposure do we give for 1,500 veterans on a 30-acre field with ice cream and Coca-Cola and all the hot dogs and hamburgers and everything else you can grab?
Coffee.
And
Mary Lou's coffee.
Mary Lou's coffee. How could I forget Mary Lou's? Yeah. That one of their members of their family is serving right now. So they've been a great supporter of ours. So Saturday, July 13th, come on down if you want to just come on down, say hello to Wolfie and myself. We got plenty of help for you, plenty of things for you to do.
Give my phone number again, Greg. So I'll call and we'll put you right on the email list. So all the events we do, you'll come down. You don't have to make all of them, but once in a while you'll call Greg or I or Jen or Justin and say, come on, we want to come down. And the red carpet's rolled out and you'll be part of the team. You help all, you're not just sitting around looking at everything. You're helping people. You feel good after you help a few people.
And you know, the state talks about peer-to-peer counseling. We have goon-to-goon counseling.
Yeah.
You know? And it's, but it doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop.
There's jokes going back and forth and the cars are driving up, and it's such a positive atmosphere. And I've said it before. I don't know who smiles more, the people that we're handing the food out to, or the goons that are doing the handing out. It's a real it's a nice give back kind of feeling. It's a nice day.
You want to feel good coming down,
and no heavy lifting. You lift what you can. Nobody asks you to do more than you can. Just hang around and be with us and tell us how handsome we are.
And, you know, I think even beyond that is even our coffees are going well. We do a weekly coffee. We just met a young veteran who just came out of the military. He's flying for American Airlines now. But he stopped in. He spent about an hour at the coffee. And it's nice to see the young veterans coming out.
Coming back.
Coming back. And they're coming into the fold.
Coming
and, again,
back.
If you not feeling well, 988, that's the number you need to pick the phone up. Call. There's somebody there on the other end of the line that wants to talk to you. Don't be embarrassed. They're there for you. And we need you to, if you're not doing well, we need you to call 988.
988. Great. Some of our favorite three numbers.
Press one at the prompt.
Next week, folks, we have Mike Duggan coming in. Mike Duggan is going to be talking to you about a unique medical program that he has started that assists veterans with upfront dollars for medical procedures so they don't have to wait for the paperwork to go through.
He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they'd die young. You know, I just looked around.